Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest is Paul Hernson, director of the Roper Center for Public Opinion Research at the University of Connecticut and a former professor of political science at the University of Maryland. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on the air, Joel.
Now, Paul, the Democratic candidates for governor are jockeying for position over debates, and the lieutenant governor, Anthony Brown, has proposed a three-debate schedule, three for the governor's candidates, two for lieutenant governor candidates. Now, usually the front runner, and Brown is seen as the front runner, wouldn't want a debate. So how does this benefit him?
Well, it puts him out front on the issue, and it shows that he's interested in engaging in political dialogue. Ultimately, it will come down to some tough negotiations between the representatives of all the candidates to decide how many debates there will be. For Brown, as a front runner or presumed front runner, there's mostly downsides. Participating in a debate gives his opponents more opportunity to get more exposure. It puts them on equal footing in a forum, even though he has the lead. And there's also some possibilities that he could make an off-the-cuff remark that is factually incorrect or does not accurately communicate his positions, and that could damage his campaign. So I am surprised that he made what many politicians would regard as such a generous offer.
Okay, now, these debates have a couple of functions. You mentioned, you know, you get the opportunity to attack your opponent, get your message out. Are there any other opportunities?
Oh, certainly, particularly for people that are further back in the pack. For them, success in a debate means more media coverage, makes it easier for them to attract new activists, new volunteers, and motivate their current volunteers. It gives them legitimacy that helps them with fundraising. And all of this can work to help produce a bandwagon effect that may move their campaign ahead.
All three of these candidates are from the Washington suburbs, and Brown is suggesting debates out in the rural parts of the state. Does that make any difference for anybody?
Generally, candidates prefer locations where they have an advantage in followers. In this case, they are all from the D.C. area, so I don't know what advantages Brown would see. Actually, the candidate who's most likely to benefit from debates held all across Maryland is Ms. Ear, because she does not have the statewide visibility of either Brown or Gansler.
Okay, in this case, or in the case of all three of these candidates, they're all fairly liberal. I think probably Heather Mazier is more liberal than the others. What difference can these debates make when their positions are so close?
Debates enable candidates to do more than present their issue positions. They also allow them to show their leadership abilities, their style, how they articulate different points of view, maybe how they would deal with different situations that might come up. So there's more to it than just issues. There's reaching out and appearing popular and attracting support in that way.
Okay. Well, Paul, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good speaking with you.
For Paul Hernson, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.